And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape with us today. It's going to be a great show talking about absolute paradise just in our own backyard. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app of the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today, what a great day talking. We say it every time we get so lucky to have John in here. I get to talk about my favorite place in the whole world for 2 hours today.
Fantastic. Good morning, John.
Hi, John. Good morning, Pete, Rick.
Great to have you.
And good to be here.
What's happening down at Rancho Leonero? It's starting to kick off.
Finally. Yeah. You know, slow start this year.
Colder water again this year, like here.
Yeah, same thing as here.
Yeah, late winter, exactly like up here. But it's warming up now. Finally, we're metering about 75-degree water. And fishing's picked up markedly in the last couple of weeks. It was real, real slow start, but we're finally getting there now. A lot of striped marlin off the front, which is normal for this time of year. Normally, April is a real, real good month for stripers, but now they're showing up in real good numbers, just right off the bank, right out in front of the hotel. Mixed with some nice Dorado, and we picked up our first Wahoo yesterday off of a Pescadero on the Rapala.
You were showing us a picture, man. That was a big, fat Wahoo, man. That was a nice one.
45-pound fish.
Sweet.
Good start. Yeah. Good start. Bottom fishing's been real good, as usual. And
you still have a yellowtail? I mean, with the cold water, the yellowtail hanging out?
You know, they came in and out, you know, and then they were off of Sorabo Island and biting hard. And a little further north of Sorabo, you know, all the way up in the Cortez there, I guess they were just biting like crazy. But we really never got the bite that we would like.
Yeah,
we would like on the yellowtail. The bottom fishing was what saved us. Just a lot, as usual, a lot of Pargo, Cabrilla, Amberjack, And then, of course, a few yellowtail mixed in with them, but not the real heavy bite like I guess you guys ran into in Laredo.
Yeah, no, it was good fishing up there, yeah.
Well, the good thing by us is when you do run into them, I didn't see one less than 20 pounds. You know, they're big fish.
Fat, mean
and
fish.
And tuggers.
But as we head into May, things change pretty rapidly, as you've seen in the past week, right?
Every year. It's pretty much the same every year, so... By the time we get to our tournament here, it's the second week in June, it's just going to be red hot.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
And it's actually pretty darn good right now.
Yeah.
That's great. Good.
How about the bait availability? That always kind of tells the tailor there's a lot of bait around.
Well, they're getting the caballitos, and of course the marlin love the ballyhoo. Everything's biting on the ballyhoo, but the sardine aren't in yet. And we're waiting for them. When they come, they come.
Yeah.
You know? And normally when they're around, they're around in huge numbers.
Yeah.
They propagate, you know, they breed in the marina there. And they won't allow anybody in there to make bait out of the marina anymore. So, and it was interesting when they built that marina, when they first broke that entrance going into the marina, it was for the first two or three years, we had no sardine at all through the course of two or three years. Because they all just went right up in there.
Uh-huh.
And now there's so many breeding in there, they come out and become actually an asset because there's many around. But we haven't seen any yet, but we expect them anytime.
Water warms up, they start to move around.
Right. And we're kind of subject, you know, if the bait is there, we'll get it. You know, if it's not there, it's a tougher time. But then there's ballyhoo and squid, which seems to work pretty darn well.
The giant squid? Is the giant squid around yet?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. We get them every year, but what they do is it's chunk bait.
Chunk, right? Yeah.
Big fillets of them, you know, and chunk them up and fish with those. And, you know, it's been a couple of years since we've made the giant squid off the front. We used to you know, make our own way out. And big squid.
Yeah.
You know, 7-8 feet long, you know, and especially with those... the long tentacles, you know, they get their big fish.
It's like pulling up a bucket of water.
they're
scary. Big fire hose when it comes out of the water.
They're really scary. They eat each other, you know.
They'll fall in.
Don't fall in the water with those guys. Sharks are one thing, squid are another. I wouldn't get anywhere near them.
Yeah, for sure. So as our tournament approaches on June 3rd, we have a great group of people coming down and still actually some room available, too. This is actually our very last Rancho Leonero tournament, the 27th and final Rancho Leonero Spring Spectacular.
I'm supporting the 26th annual celebration shirt this morning.
Yeah,
pretty sobering stuff for me, last one. But it's going to be a good one, consequently, and we want everybody to come and enjoy themselves. There are a few rooms left.
I talked to Pam. There was three rooms left.
Three or four.
And Dave from Statewide Stripes, who actually is going to come and participate.
Hey,
he's bringing
cool.
his boat over, and he's got a whole team he's put together.
Oh, boy.
And so Dave is donating $1,000 cash to the tournament. And then the other crazy thing about the tournament, too, is – you're throwing in, so we have $1,000 cash separated in first, second, third place, largest yellowfin tuna, largest dorado, or wahoo. But then the grand prize of first place is going to be a three-night stay of lodging, meals, and one day of ponga fishing, and or a value of such applied to your current stay. So in other words,
if they win, then they don't pay that.
For that portion of whatever that's worth. Yeah.
Right.
So or they can come back before you close in November.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they come back for one more time.
Because the first prize so generously always donated by John was the return defend your title.
Since this is
the grand finale.
Yeah.
Man, I think that's so cool, you John. Yeah. I love hearing that. It makes me really happy.
I'm happy to do it.
That's cool.
So if you want to go, get on
it.
This is the final time. So things have changed.
Take advantage of it.
Things are changing down in that whole zone,
Boy, are they ever.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of development, a lot of high-end development, right?
All high-end. High-end, which is great, you know. High-end, low-density. Homes down at Costa Palms had an ad, and they're selling $25-30 million for beachfront homes down there. And yeah, the Four Seasons Hotel, Aman, Rosewood. There's a Six Senses. I don't know if you heard of Six Senses.
No.
It's a Thai, real low density, you know, boutique type of hotel,
uh-huh.
You know, health spas. And then they're getting ready to actually they're already starting to dig now. The marina on the north end of me.
Are they?
Ellenello.
That's they're starting to dig that.
El Cid Resort.
Yeah.
Doing that. Yeah, so I was surrounded by billion-dollar corporations, right? And it was just me, and I had property about equal to what they had. And so I was getting taxed proportionally, you know. And for me, you know, that was one of the big reasons I had to sell was because it was, you know, it's great that the property values are so high and all that, but the taxes are proportionate.
Yeah.
And I was getting taxed out of the world, right? They give a bill to these big publicly traded corps, and you sign a check.
No big deal.
Yeah, they send it over.
30-room Rancho Lanero's getting taxed like $1 billion, you know, hotel.
Their finance office somewhere and everything. You know, I'm sitting there in my little office at Rancho Lanero cutting these huge checks. So I really didn't have much choice. I had to divest. It's either make some money or go broke, you know, which is really a hard decision. But it's changing, and actually it's good for the East Cape. You know, what's different about the East Cape is because we have that prevailing north wind that comes in December, January, and February, it hurts, you know, hotel business, obviously, for all. And that's the over and around the corner, those are the main 3 months, right?
Yeah.
Those are the biggest 3 months. So the East Cape is not as conducive to hotel as the Cabo end. Now, transversely, it's so unsafe. The beach is over on the other side. You know, it's just horrible. You can't let your kids run around down there and all that. Real good chance of losing them, right?
And there's so much current.
Because of the surf. Yeah, like the Pacific side shore break.
Yeah.
So you see those hotels, and they'll be sitting over the cliff or somewhere, unless you're down in Madonna Beach or somewhere that's really lead in there. You know, there's a swimming pool, and people go down, maybe down a set of stairs and put their feet on the beach, and that'll be it. But it's totally unsafe. Now, on our side, you can send the kids down. It's safe. You can use the water. You can go snorkeling. You can do all kinds of things you can't. And so it's really.
But it still boggles my mind, John, that all this money comes into that area, and in January through March, it's like victory at sea, right? It can be beautiful, of course,
right.
But
yeah,
it's like
mixed. It's about
do the people understand that's the situation, and are they going to put people in rooms during
that
time of year?
For example, the buyers that are taking the ranch, one development out of Monterey, they get it.
Yeah,
and where I was going was it's residential, and residential is very attractive on our side.
Oh, for sure,
because it is safe. You can build a house right on the beach, on the water, or have access to the water that you can actually use. You can push your boat, your dinghy in and out.
Pick the days you want to go.
Right. Yeah. So it's really good for residential.
Gotcha.
It makes a lot of sense for residential and not so much for the hotels. So what they're basically going to do on my place is... everything's still up in the air, but my understanding is they're going to build 160 homes, residential units. But keep in mind that's on 200 acres.
So
it's very, very low density. And then a hotel, I don't know, they're fooling with the idea of hanging onto the hotel as it exists and just add to it or not. But it's going to be a maximum of 70-room hotel.
Okay.
It supports the residential with a spa and all of that.
I see.
And that makes perfect sense because that's what's happened with Costa Palmas. They've all of a sudden, they started to get it now with the Four Seasons and the Aman and all that. Then maybe the hotel business isn't so good, but the residential, they sold $2 billion worth of property.
So what about a golf course? You foresee, perfect area for a golf course back in the, behind the ranch there.
Of course, Costa Palmas has a beauty, you know, that they won't let anyone in. And I know that El Cid next door is considering doing the same thing. These are all these owners, with the exception of Costa Palmas, are Mexicans and very wealthy Mexicans, right? So they all know each other. and they work together on a lot
of. So they're going to kind of, they'll be certainly somewhere right there. There'll be a golf course.
I mean, almost every major developer down there now is
Well, it's a way to sell. Oh, as a Mexican.
Yeah, most
all the
them,
money comes.
Well, they just know how to do business down there straight up, you know, and have a lot of money.
And so the economy in Mexico seems to be much stronger than it was a year or two ago because of the peso is so much stronger now against the dollar. What's going on? Why is that?
I don't get that. You know, the peso, it used to be about 20. It used to hang around 19 or 20 to 1.
Yeah. At one point, it was 22, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It goes up. Now, it's gone as low as 16.5. And it's right now, I think it's at 18 or something.
Yeah, 17.5.
And I don't know whether it necessarily reflects the state of the economy in Mexico or not. It's kind of a funny deal because the dollar's strong everywhere else.
Yeah.
You go to Europe, you know, and against the euro, it's as strong as it's been.
Sure. It's kind of a head scratcher, isn't it? Maybe somebody who's an economist and understands that can explain that to us, right?
That's Mexico. It's a total head scratcher all the way down the line. Everywhere you go.
Well, in the meantime, while things change down there, this is your last opportunity to enjoy Rancho Leonero as it sits today, which is just such a spectacular place. And why is Rancho Leonero such a special place as it sits today?
Well, it's, you know, one of the big ones, I think, is the reef in front. You know, it's got the best snorkel, I think, in the world. My wife and I have traveled pretty much, we do diving trips all over the world, and of course, snorkeling's part of it. And I've never run into better snorkeling, easier access, more fish. You know, shallower water, it's just in warm water.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly good spot. And that's a big part of it. And that's what really hooked me the first time I got there. First time I was on the ranch, I was lucky enough to brought my mask and fins. And I went out there, and like, back then, you could not believe it, right? Nobody had been on that reef forever. And there's so many fish. It was magical.
Yeah.
And so that was a big part of it for me. And then, again, it goes back to safe beaches and being able to use the water in front. And I was staying over in Cabo at the time and amazed at how rough we got. We were out in front of Somar there on the outside edge of the arches there. And we were body surfing, a buddy and I, and having a great time until we decided we wanted to get out of the water. And it was... I was an L.A. County lifeguard at Zuma Beach. I know waves. You could not get out. It was so steep, and there was such an undertow.
You
had to scramble on the sand.
That's a dangerous beach.
So we ended up, and I had a buddy with me who was a little unnerved. So and he was getting a little panicky, and I told him, I said, we're never getting up here. So we swam all the way around to the arches and got picked up by a glass bottom boat.
Really?
And that was before I ran in the ranch. I says, gosh, you know, it's pretty rough over on this side. And look at this here.
Oh, no. And snorkeling, swimming. The other thing, too, is kayaking, paddle boarding. I mean, it's so crystal clear water, fish all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
so really, the good months are really good. We got 9 wonderful months.
And that's like right now through the time you close, which would be November.
Yeah, 1st of December. Yeah.
I'll tell you the thing that always did it for me is, obviously the fishing speaks for itself. Always has, always will. We've heard reports every Sunday for years about how great the fishing is. What the ranch provides, though, that was so much different, and, you know, through the show and thanks to you, Pete, like, I've got very lucky to get to go to so many really cool destinations, is Rancho Leonero provides, like, a camaraderie of strangers that just doesn't seem to exist in other places. And whether it's with the super fun Let's Talk Hookup group or you're just going down there randomly, like, I don't know what it is about the combination of the bar and the water and the sun and the drinks and having John and you know, whoever's, you know, running things at the time down there hanging out with the guests. But there's a level of camaraderie that exists with other people that I don't think I've ever found at any other place ever. Like, you can't help but go fishing and come back and order a Pacifico and just all of a sudden you're buds with the guy next to you that you've never met before. And I mean, how many dozens and dozens of times on our Let's Talk Hookup trips have a group come down and not known somebody else and then become buds. And next year they're sharing a boat together. And, like, you know, it's just
absolutely,
it's the best place to, and everybody's in a good mood. And it's just, it provides a level of camaraderie I've never seen at any other place ever before.
That's a big part of it is size as well.
Yeah.
You know,
30 rooms, right?
34 rooms. 34. Yeah. So everyone really does get to know everyone. And a lot of it's the employees as well.
Totally.
They know everyone.
And, oh, yeah.
And our guests, you know, have so many come back two or three times a year over, you know, over the last 30, 40 years. We've got a really dedicated a clientele, guests, thank you, guests, and it really, really makes a difference for us.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, now I'm getting, the question I'm getting a lot now at the hotel and shows as well is, okay, well, where do I go, you know, from Rancho Leonero? Can you name a place for me that's like Rancho Leonero, right? And boy, it's a stumper, you know, because yeah. I don't want to send any of my guests somewhere that I wouldn't enjoy or I don't think it's, you know, at least somewhere proportional to the ranch. And so it's been real, real hard for me. I've been trying to find somewhere that I can direct them to that I think they'll enjoy. But it really made me realize how unique and irreplaceable the ranch really is.
Yes.
It's a special spot and last of a dying breed, I'm afraid.
Yes. And sad but true in Mexico. And
very much.
We're very grateful that we had.
No doubt.
30-plus years of Rancho Leonero. How many years have you owned it?
Me too. Well, I found it in 79, and I actually ended up purchasing it, gaining access to it in 82. And hotel opened in 83, with five rooms.
All right.
And then I just started
so building it. So it's been over 40 years.
Yeah, when I was 31 in 79. I'm 75 now.
So wow.
44 years.
Long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, congratulations. That's a good run and well-deserved that you're moving to your next phase at 75.
Here. Yeah, and I'm not going anywhere. You know,
I still
own half of the subdivision, and I've got a farm across the street.
And you got a beautiful house there.
Home and. And yeah. I'll probably fish more.
Yeah,
no doubt you will.
Because
I'll be able to keep my boat. Guests come first always. So sometimes I end up sitting on the beach when I don't want to myself. So
you'll be able to fish on your own boat.
Yeah, my own boat. Anytime I want.
That's it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, talking Rancho Leonero with Mr. John Ireland.
I can't wait for today. I think today's going to be so much fun. Obviously, we have the guru in terms of knowledge in here on the East Cape and all the fun fishing, but also all the stories you've had at the ranch. And today's just going to be a great show celebrating a fantastic spot. And there's still a whole year of great fishing coming to look forward to. And I know everybody's got their trips, can't wait. And what an opportunity to talk to the man to get the best lowdown on your upcoming trips. And hey, if you want to join us, we want to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number if you want to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Also, you can send us a text, the text the show option, so popular on Let's Talk Hookup. The only way to access that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download, easy to get to, a great way to listen to archive shows. If you missed the summer kickoff sale yesterday at Dana Landing, you can check that whole show out on the archive. Adam does such a great job of getting the shows posted up there right away. And, again, if you do want to text your question in to John, make sure that you include your contact info, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize it is. Today, we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses. You get a gift certificate, and you can order any pair of CostaDelMar.com up to $300. Texters and callers are both eligible. We're going to flip that prize coin at the end of the show today to determine whether the winner comes from the caller or the texter side. So, again, a great prize. Lots of fun with John. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are already packing up. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is the best way to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show, and the texts are really poured into. It's going to be a very fun morning.
Really. I have a great text here from Ron, and he says, good morning, guys. What's the weather like in October, and what type of fish are usually there that month? Also, what does it cost per day for two people to stay at Rancho Leonero?
Okay. October, great month. Really, really good month.
One of the best.
One of the best months, yeah. For both weather and fishing, you know, it's starting to cool down. It's not quite as hot as it is in August, September, but you still have that real, real good fishing. More real warm water. Air's cooling down. It's a very, very popular month. The cost for two people coming down, it can range anywhere from $200 a night to $450 a night for two people, all your meals included.
Depending on the room you're hitting.
Depending
again,
on your
say
room.
That again. All the meals included.
All the meals
for
included.
As low as $200 a night.
Right, right.
Where else can you do that anymore?
Right.
I mean, come on. You can't even go out to dinner for $200 a night these days.
I think they were talking about the average room cost in Cabo San Lucas a night now is like $850.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, that's your average norm, right?
So you can and that doesn't include food. Add another $500 for food.
And the level of
food
service.
Is outrageous.
This is the level of service provided there. You know, you're there for a couple of days and the bartender's going to know your name and your drink, and everybody's happy. And, yeah, like you said, it always has been
best
and will
value.
Remain the best value in fishing.
Well, it's going to remain that way until November.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. So if you want to go, Ron, book now.
Yeah, right.
Not
because
likely
October's
to be
a very, very popular month.
It's really reasonably priced. You know, this is, of course, our last year and all that, but becoming real, real apparent. We were just discussing that one of the things people are asking is where to go, where you can get the same value. I can't point anywhere out.
No.
So take advantage of it.
Yeah, take advantage of it while you can. Because you're not doubling the prices or anything like that for the last year.
Oh,
you're keeping everything the same.
Yeah, everything's the same. Why would I do that?
You know,
and I just enjoy seeing everyone. I had the opportunity, of course, to close it down at the end of this past season.
Right.
And no, this is my choice. I want to see everyone and say hello and goodbye. And it's going to be a year for me of celebration.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Perfect. Well said. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so RanchoLeonero.com or 800-646-2252 would be the number to call. Call Pam, and she'll dial you in on. There's not a lot of space left through the season, so you got to jump on it.
Everybody's aware, you know, this is the last year, so bookings are really, really up. But we do have rooms, and Pam will take good care of
you.
Everybody loves Pamela. For sure.
She knows the ranch.
Better than me.
She knows all the boats. She knows all the captains.
Yeah,
she knows all the rooms. She knows it.
Like the room prices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Tommy P just came back from Baja on a Tony Reyes trip. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
First off, Pete, I just want to say, hey, thanks very much for letting me host for Let's Talk Hookup on this trip. I know like 8 or 9 years ago, Ricky told me, he goes, Tommy, this is really a unique trip. Well, guess what? It is amazing. It is amazing, you know, doing all that island hopping stuff. So anyway, it was a great one. So let's talk yellowtail. John was alluding to the fact that the water's a little cold. Well, it is a little spotty up there in the Sierra Cortez, too, though. We did get on the yellowtail, though. So we got our share. The biggest one was 45 pounds.
That
was a good thing. And then, of course, you know, the Cabrilla fishing is close to me. That's what I like to do. And for those people who have caught one of those before, you know, those things they strike violently. So we had our share of those too. Some of the big ones were 15 pounds, 18, 19. There was two 20 pounds. The biggest one was 22 pounds. So, I mean, that was amazing.
And how was the
monster career? Weather was good. We had good weather all week. We had a little weather coming in Friday morning. But, you know, Friday we only fish a half a day. So, and the boat had a lot of fish. So, you know, we had no complaints. Other than that, it was like probably in the upper 70s, low 80s, just T-shirts and shorts, you know, flip-flops.
Where are you guys fishing exactly, Tommy?
We go to the Midriff Islands there. It's about 200 miles, I guess, south of San Felipe. They start south there, and then they work their way north. So it's, you know, they go island to island. I mean, it's a wonderful deal.
Untouched.
And then
Tony Reyes is the only boat that fishes there now.
He's the only one. He's been, you know, Tony, his father did it, you know, started it years ago. And, he's going strong. As a matter of fact, he's pretty much booked for the season.
Oh yeah.
We had two cancellations. So, I mean, if people want to get on it, you know, they need to, you know, call Tom Ward there at, Longfin and Orange. But we had pinto bass, we had sierras, we had ribbonfish, we had whitefish, we had triggerfish, we had pargos. We had a 25 pound grouper. We had a couple black sea bass. One was 170, the other one was 30. So, I mean, it's just such a great trip. The crew is good. You know, the you won't go away hungry. You know, three square meals a day, and you know, just it's fabulous. It's a great time. So, I highly recommend.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, guys,
and if you want to go next year or this year, grab a spot. Call the Longfin and Orange. Check out TonyReyes.com.
There you go. I've got guys already asking me, Tommy, when's the next trip? I said, well, it's not up to me.
All right, Tommy. And Pete, great job. Appreciate you hosting that trip, and we'll look forward to the next one for sure.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks a lot. Tommy's going to be hosting one of the Sagal Sport Fish.
Hey, all right. So. Cool. What a great host, too.
Tommy's
fun. So approachable, great fisherman, lots of laughs. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, well look at those phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to John.
Literally packed full. We're gonna start it off with Joe. He's called us from Newport Beach this morning. Hi Joe, thanks for getting started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Rock God, Rick and Pete. Thanks for having me on, long time listener and follower, and you guys supporting us. I retired just a couple of years ago, right out of the pandemic, out of here, out of Newport Beach, and had the first fishing club or first fishing program in the state of California for physical education teachers. And I would run around the country and taught other states how to teach and sustain fishing. I wrote my master's degree on it, And it was a great run, kind of like John's doing the ranch. And now I've got all the stuff. We had great support from Shimano, Pelagic, and everybody locally. Got all the gear and the knowledge, and I'm still thinking about what to do next. So I wanted to throw it out to you guys where I could teach kids. Thousands and thousands of kids have been taught fishing. They unfortunately took all of the programs, and I retired. So I wanted to see, hey, what you guys are the best knowledge base to see where I could maybe launch something now in retirement. You know, maybe John and I could do something in Mexico. I don't know.
You know, maybe Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea would help fund something like that, because that's what it's all about. It's taking kids fishing. And if, you know, the biggest problem, I guess, would be to find the groups and the people to lead them like you. So I might send an email to RolloKids.org and just tell them what you're looking for, and maybe they can kind of spearhead something to fund you for putting something together like that.
That was sure the first thing that came to my mind. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know how those two puzzle pieces fit together, but they're sure on the same board. You know, I think that's certainly the first phone call I would make, and it'll either point you in a better direction, or it might be the direction. Hard to say, but that's the first person I'd reach out to.
Yeah, and good for you for trying to keep that rolling.
Totally.
For sure. Doing something like that in Mexico when you're crossing an international border with kids and stuff like that, it creates some issues.
It's a little tougher, and then especially considering it's my last year.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Kind of hard to set something up. But it's a good thing. And the kids are the future of fishing. And we've seen a lot of kids at the ranch, two, three generations now. It's amazing how quick they grow up. It's really important to educate them about fishing.
Yeah, after 44 years, you've seen generations.
Three now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's good.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, good for you.
That's right,
touch base with the guys at RolloKids.org and send them an email, and I'm sure there might be an opportunity there.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, a fun text came through. This one says, my fiance and I are excited to be coming down for our second Let's Talk Hookup tournament in 3 years. Fishing last time was great. The hotel, staff, food, and small resort feel is an impossible thing to replicate. We got engaged on the beach right in front of the hotel 2 years ago, and we're getting married on the water during this year's trip. It's such a special place, and we can't wait to get back down there.
Whoa.
That was from Mike. So,
wow.
That was a really cool
Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
I mean, that's what I'm taking from
How
it.
About
yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Good job,
great.
Mike. That's cool.
That's great. All right. Hey, I have another great text here, too, and it's from Ralph and Menifee. And Ralph says, good morning, gentlemen. Comment, question. Hopefully Pete can figure out a way to keep running the spot for Rancho Llanero here, because I've never heard any radio akin. My life makes me feel that I'm in a place away like Rancho Llanero does. John, do you have any recommendations for anyone looking to buy property around the area of the ranch?
Oh, boy. You know, it's not a bad investment now if you are looking to buy property.
Especially with that marina going in.
Exactly.
I'm sure things have gone way up.
Yeah, everything is much more expensive, but still real opportunities. And they're
like,
driving.
Can you buy a lot for a reasonable price around there?
Yeah, there. You know, in our area, you can get ocean view lots for still around $100,000, $150,000, depending on where you are with utilities and all that. But the area is really growing, and it really are opportunities now, because it's just following Cabo, and you just see the values in Cabo. It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
It's ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
So for someone, for nothing else, even not for a second home, for an investment, it's really worth looking around down there. There's a number of good realtors down there,
and lots of
property and value. Well, Baja Properties has always been good. You know, Mary Phillips over there.
Mary Phillips at Baja.
I've been using them. But
they're in Los Barriles?
Yeah, but there's a number of good realtors down there that I'd strongly recommend. They can call the office, Pam, and I'll contact them and point them in the right direction.
There you go.
For a realtor.
All right.
If they want,
All right.
And just note that, and then I'll contact them and give you the information. In fact, if Pam doesn't have it, I'll make sure she does. Two or three different realtors. Because we should have a referral there.
Yeah, very good.
That's awesome.
All right, thanks for the text.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to John calling from the SoCal Tuna Club. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just got off the Islander, and I was going to give a fish report. But before I do that, I'd like to extend to Rick Macna, on behalf of the Southern California Tuna Club, our sincere appreciation for him coming all the way to Long Beach last Thursday and addressing about approximately 50 of our members. And he spent a lot of time there, give us a lot of tips on tackle, new rigging styles, and it was just really great that he took his time to come up there and address our group.
That's nice of you to say, John. I had a great time doing it. I'll look forward to doing it again sometime. It was a really impressive group of anglers. They get together once a week.
Wow.
And I was, you know, I mean, I've had the fortune to get to talk to a lot of great angling groups over the years, and the level of participation they had for an every week group was, it blew me away. I had a great time. It was an honor to get to be there with you. And I had an excellent time.
Well,
it was fun, man. It was a lot of, yeah, we did a great time.
And it's very interesting. I'll tell you what, we have old salts there, okay? We do a lot of fishing. We know everything. But, boy, Rick showed up and gave us some new tips. In fact, I tried one of them. As I said, I just got off the Islander this morning. We came in off of a day and a half. And Captain John really tried hard. But those bluefin, they took a sabbatical. They went somewhere. But he was able to put us on some small rat yellows, anywhere from, you know, 4 to 8 pounds, and we got some meat out of the trip. But anyway, Rick, I tried that drop shot thing for the bluefin, and the guys were looking at me and said, "What are you doing? That's not the way to fish that. You need a rubber band." I go, "Well, I'm going to tell you something. We had an expert come to our club the other day, and he shared some of his secrets, so I'm going to try it." Well, again, unfortunately, there were no bluefin around that I could hook up, but I'm planning on a couple more trips, and we're going to utilize that drop shot method that you taught us.
Right on, John. Well, appreciate the phone call, and, yeah, I think the next one's going to be a winner, man. Appreciate it very much, and glad you at least saw fantastic service and had some yellowtail to show for your trip on the Islanders. Well, appreciate it very much, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call, and I might add, Islanders has a full schedule of day-and-a-half, 2- and 3-day trips now up. They're back running. That was their first trip for the season. And they're back rolling again, and those bluefin are around. It's just a matter of getting them located again and getting on them.
We talked about it yesterday, too. I mean, I just think that fish is there, and those guys are seeing it. We just need some sort of conditional change. You know, we were fishing during the bright of the full moon, and we'll see if maybe something happens as we get off of this moon phase. Maybe we get a weather condition change. Something is going to happen,
current
as it already
change.
Has. Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, we had that crazy downhill current push. Something is going to happen, and that fish is going to, I mean, because it didn't go anywhere.
No.
You know, so, yeah, we're just
it's around.
Patiently waiting
yeah.
for that thing to happen.
It's going to happen, and it could be today.
No doubt.
You never know. Hey, the 48th annual Marina Del Rey Halibut Derby. This is
wow.
an amazing tournament
wow.
here in Marina Del Rey in the Santa Monica Bay. Is June 3rd, and if you want to enter, it's at Burton Chase Park right there in Marina Del Rey. And if you want to register, register at halibutderby.com. Halibutderby.com would be the source for all the information on the 48th annual Marina Del Rey Halibut Derby. And then another really great organization called Real Warriors Foundation. And they're a group that they take groups of veterans from different branches of the service and that love to fish. And they're doing, it's a nonprofit, and they're doing a Memorial Day weekend event that includes golf and fishing.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. So the day one is Friday the 26th of the Memorial Day weekend at Loma Club. They're going to do a golf tournament. And then day two is Saturday, and they're going to do a full day, an overnight trip on the Mustang out of Fisherman, or full day trip, or overnight trip, I'm not sure which one it is, on the Mustang out of Fisherman's Landing. 100% of the proceeds for the event are used to help cost of veterans to go on offshore trips. So all the money they raise, all the money they make for this helps take veterans fishing.
That's awesome.
So that's really cool. So for more information, check out finsandfairways.com. That's again, finsandfairways.com for that event.
Catchy. I like it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. Good for you guys. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more with our buddy John. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, I was talking to the main man at the Shimano booth yesterday at Dana Landing.
Matt Towner.
And Matt and the guys. And, boy, oh, boy, really interesting, that slow pitch jigging by
With Benny Ortiz. Yeah, that was great, wasn't
that
it?
That whole setup there and all the new equipment that they have for that. But the other thing I saw, again, were those amazing G. Lumas IMX Pro offshore rods. And they should hit, Matt Towner told me, they should hit the shelves here any day.
Dude, I am patiently waiting for that rod. I think they nailed it. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that comes across, that that's not a radio show thing. Like, they spent a ton of time trying to build a perfect West Coast saltwater rod, and I really think they did it.
Yeah.
It's great.
And the guys like Matt had a lot of influence in telling them how to make that together. You know, here's what the dealers want. Here's what the fishermen want in the West Coast. They listened, and they made them specifically for West Coast anglers. That's a cool thing.
They went to all the shops. They went to all the big long-range boats and just said, hey, here's what we got. What needs to change? And that was the thing that I respected the most is they went through multiple revision changes.
Yes.
And that cost a fortune on their end. But they just said they don't care how much it costs on the back end. We need to make this perfect. And I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, they're rods from 20 to 80-pound rods, and they're the G. Lumas IMX Pros. Coming soon to your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Rancho Leonero, having lots of fun. Phones are packed up. There's only one line open if you want to grab it. That's 213-432-1090. Lots of great text coming through, but still plenty of time for you to get through on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And as promised, man, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. Hey, want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu's got you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. Now Gamakatsu has the finest fillet knives around. In addition to that, they also offer everyday carry knives. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. That was really fun talking with Rick Carr. I didn't realize that Kershaw was the blade manufacturer on those Gamakatsu. No surprise there. As nice as they are, they did
They're
a really, really good job. Yeah,
that was
really fun.
That series of Gamakatsu fillet knives and their pocket knives too, their everyday carry knives, super nice.
Yeah, it made sense. You know, you take a company that makes really high end products, and then you blend it with a company who makes really good knives, and you're going to kick out something that's pretty killer.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
those guys did a really good job. That was fun. Well, let's find out what's going on out there. It's time for a catch report. We're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to our bud Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
We're doing great. Enjoying some nice weather and hoping to hear about some biting fish.
Right? How's the sunshine today? Feels amazing. Well, water temps on the beach here, even with that little glitch in our weather here, 62 to 63 degrees is what we fished in this week on the half-day scene along our little stretch here. And with that improvement, the calico bass fishing has been improving along with it. So good action on the live baits for those bass. Again, we had that anchovy sardine mix, so you can imagine a quarter-ounce egg sinker and a small hook with one of those live baits. Just classic calico bass approaches, you know, paid off for our half-day guys this week. So we also started our twilight runs Friday and Saturday nights and Tuesday nights. So Friday night was our first trip off the dock there for our 2023 twilight deal. They had great calico bass fish in there with quite a few keeper fish and over 100, you know, fish caught and released. So good sign there. Three-quarter day fishing for us right now, still that rockfish has been great both along the stretch of the coast here off Camp Pendleton and then out there in that deeper 100-fathom water on the 14-mile bank. So usual deal with nice Boccaccio and Chili's and Florida's out there on the bank. And then more Reds and Boccaccio here along the coastline. So we had a day or two of that weather, like I said, with some wind. You know, but we fished all week long. We had a couple days, you know, it was a little rough and windy in the morning, so we fished some bass in the morning, and then we got out there and caught the cod in the afternoon, so we kind of just worked our way through it. And then over at Clemente, the Fury Man Marcus continues to see really good sign of game fish over there. They had a good hit with some yellowtail on Wednesday. They had a charter. They had 20 fish, you know, which is a good spring score there. That fish went like 15 to 25 pounds, and a majority of that fish, which I thought was interesting here, was caught on a rubber tube jig that the charter that they have makes their own jigs, and they caught most of those fish on that rubber tube jig, so which was kind of cool. And then, they, you know, of course, the rockfish drifts worked out for them with some reds and then just the usual stuff, bonito bass and whitefish making up their count. So Marcus does have some spots open to fish the island this week, so definitely worth calling the landing if, you know, you have the itch to get out there. Saw some pictures of the meter from Travis that ran the Fury yesterday because Marcus was out of town. Some good schools of yellowtail. They got a couple fish yesterday. They were bigger grade, 25, 30-pound fish. Just wasn't quite in bite mode, but, you know, that was gray light stuff. Good shots of that fish under the boat. So I think it's on the verge of busting open over there. We'll have to keep tabs on that. You definitely want to get in on that. Call our landing here. We'll get you out there locally or over at the island. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup site. Check you over to danawerf.com. You can book online there. And if you do book online, you want to save a few bucks on a local trip here, half day or three quarter day, use that code Spring25, and that'll knock 25% off that booking rate for you online.
Such a rad thing that you do for all the listeners, man, and such a great family there. We love you guys at Dana War. Appreciate it, and appreciate you hooking up the team with such a great discount.
For sure.
And looking forward to more great weather and great fishing, Willie.
Right on. Yeah, we're interested to see what this week has for us here, so we're chomping at the bit. You know, maybe we'll stretch our legs on one of these three-quarter days after we get our cod, and instead of going in and fishing bass, we'll go look at, for some kelps or something off the beach and see if there's some of that yellowtail in this upper zone here. Like might be worth a look.
Like your style,
right,
man. Yep, no doubt. Great job, as always, Brian. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Now let's head on out to the tribute. We got our man, Captain Mike Pritchard, is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. I always love the fresh report from Captain Mike. What's going on in the tribute?
Bill Kavanaugh's ran the last couple of trips. We got a little guest skipper thing going on. I'm out here for a bachelor party event for my buddy Jake Morton. Like 2 weeks, but, Captain Bill's ran the boat the last two trips. Very, very good yellowtail fishing. Limit the yellowtail, in the previous trip and a few really nice great bluefin. The bluefin are up to 150 pounds.
Oof.
Same deal yesterday, 50 yellowtail for a light group of anglers and, a token 150-pounder last night. So talking to him this morning, he said it looks like they're seeing better sign of bluefin. And, you know, it's nice to be able to have two different species to look into. You know, last week
Absolutely.
It was bluefin and rockfish. Now it's really, really good yellowtail fishing on quality yellowtail and a chance to knock out a 150-pounder or two during the dark.
Man, we'll take that all day. That's great news. And, you know, sounds like the yellowtail's buried inside. I know there's been some smaller ones, but also seeing the photos that you guys posted on the social media from the Tribune, there's plenty of really nice yellows to go along with it.
Yeah, no, there's some fish up to 20 pounds. And on average, you know, 8 to 12 pounders, which is a nice grade fish. And what Bill, as he said, man, like free swimmers in the corner eating everything. Like, it sounds fun. I haven't seen good yellowtail fishing in a while.
That's good. So, but the bluefin counts have been down. They're still around, though, right, Mike?
They're still around. I talked to Bill just a little while ago, and he said they saw a good sign. It looked different. He said they were sticking under the boat differently. And, you know, with this crazy, crazy full moon that we have, it's probably just a matter of time. Light load tonight. We only have 8 passengers booked on tonight's trip. It's a for sure go. Pizza Port sponsored trip, which is always a bonus, you know, half off Pizza Port beers and free pizza tonight before departure. But with this saying a bluefin, like light loads like that, it's, you know, the fish didn't go anywhere. It just got into a weird little funk for a couple of days. It's going to come back and a good chance to get out and seeing bigger ones, you know, those 150 pounders, they've been hooking more and just not being able to land them, but there's been some sinker rig fish. So nice change of pace.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, if somebody wants to climb aboard the Tribute tonight on that limited load trip or any of the trips on the Tribute, how do we do it?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. Take a look at our social media, which is Tribute Sport Fishing. We'll have some more pictures posted up. But, yeah, really nice great yellowtail and some trophy bluefin to go with it.
We'll take that, man. That's awesome, Mike. Well, a great report, as always. Glad to hear it. Been very fun seeing guest captain Bill Cavanaugh getting in on that great fishing, and we'll look forward to hearing another report from you or he, hopefully real soon.
Yeah, next week, and then I'll see you guys the following Sunday.
That's right.
Can't wait, Mike.
In the studio.
Yeah, going to be fun. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, you guys
that real soon. Thanks, buddy. All right,
let's have a great day.
You too, buddy. Let's head to the beach now. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with our surf report. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
Gundy!
Hello, Gundy.
Hey, that full moon is really kicking in. Grunion run. You know, we still have a few hiccups on the weather, but the trend is really good. That barred perch fishing is like we haven't seen it in a while. Really solid catches. You know, more and more halibut up there. Some good halibut catches off San Diego. We also had a couple new players in the games. Some guys posting catches of yellowfin croaker. And then some juvenile white sea bass showing in the shallows. So it's, you know, it's a little late bloomer, but we're headed in the right direction. Hook, line, sinker reported solid fishing for slab barred perch. Real quality fish, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, especially those western beaches west of Santa Barbara, been really good. Refugio, El Capitan, just solid fish, 10 to 12 inch fish. With some to 15 inch, which is, you know, pushing that 3 pound mark. Those are real good fish. Lots of spawners. So the whole thing's going on up there. The halibut bite also developing. You know, we had another grunion run on this full moon, and the guys are using the zoom flukes up there, doing really well with those drop shot or fishing them on a dart head. The better halibut fishing though was to the south, and those lagoons lit up again with some excellent halibut fishing. The guys reported, you know, not big fish, but 18 to 24 inch fish. Some guys getting 2 to 3 legals in a session. They're eating the plastic real good now. The live bait's also working. The bay bass fishing's still outstanding. And then they're seeing more fish on the beach, starting to eat the lucky craft. You know, we had, I don't know what it was, 3 weeks ago, 52 degree water off the beach here in San Diego. Now we had up to 61 degree water. And, of course, those yellowfin croakers starting to show. And they did spot a few smaller corbin in the surf. So we are into the 60 degree zone, and we're working our way towards summer fishing. And it's getting ready to bust open. But for the pure perch guys, this is the time of year. If you can make a trek up there, it's all solid fish and good fishing.
It's all about the slabs, Gundy. A great report as always, bro. We appreciate you taking so much work putting it all together, and we'll look forward to another great one next week.
All right, you guys. Good show.
Thank you, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, want to remind you, for all of your surf fishing needs, check out Fish the Surf. fishthesurf.com. All the info, great tackle, and great information. Fishthesurf.com. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phone calls are packed, the texts are piled up, and we got a whole lot more with John. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out hostessunglasses.com.